Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. The show is dedicated to keeping you informed, educated, and most importantly, driven to succeed. Everyone at The Daily Drive team hopes you enjoy this show. Welcome to The Daily Drive, and welcome to Motivational Monday. Actually, we're going to change this, because this isn't Motivational Mondays, it's Momentum Mondays. And I think you're going to get an understanding of what I'm saying here after today, because motivation is trying to start something, not continue it. See, the author Steven Pressfield had a great line in his book, The War of Art, which I think gets to the core of motivation. To paraphrase him, at some point, the pain of not doing it becomes greater than the pain of doing it. In other words, at some point, it's easier to change than it is to stay the same. It's easier to take action and feel insecure at the gym than it is to sit and experience the self-loathing on the couch. It's easier to feel awkward while making the sales call than to feel disappointed about your dwindling bank account. I think this is the essence of motivation. You see, every choice has its price, but when we're motivated, it's easier to bear the inconvenience. So once you get motivated, it's easier to take that action than the pain of remaining the same. Somehow, some way, we cross this mental threshold, usually after weeks or months of procrastination, maybe even years, and in the face of some impending deadline, it becomes more painful not to do the work than actually doing it. And so we talk about getting motivated, but once you're motivated, once you've made the choice, once you've started down the path, you no longer need motivation. You now have momentum, and it's about maintaining that momentum. It's about continuing to roll with it. One of the most surprising things about motivation is that it comes after starting a new behavior, not before. We have this common misconception that motivation arrives as a result of passively consuming motivational video or reading an inspirational book. Actually, motivation is more often the result of action, not the cause of it. Getting started, even in very small ways, is a form of active inspiration and that naturally produces momentum. You don't need much motivation once you've started a behavior. Nearly all of the friction in a task is at the beginning. Getting up off your butt, that is an instantaneous decision. You can do it. You can make it happen. You don't need to get motivated once you do that. Maybe you need motivation to get up off your butt right now and do something. But the reality is, join us. Join us, people that are already motivated, already doing. We're already taking actions. And then all you have to do is maintain momentum. I'm really thinking about calling this Momentum Mondays, because this is for entrepreneurs, people that already are working towards success. Maybe they're just trying to find a better way to be more successful. If you're still sitting on your butt, you need to find somebody else to listen to, because sitting on your butt isn't going to get it done. You got to join the momentum. After you start, progress occurs more naturally. In other words, it's often easier to finish a task than it was to start it in the first place. So start, and then join us. A lot of people never get around to writing or doing their art because they're always wondering when they're going to write next. One of the things that you can do right now if you want to have momentum is to develop a routine. Better yet, even deeper than a routine is a ritual. So if you don't have a ritual, if you don't have a routine, if you don't make it happen, schedule it. Put it down as something that's actually scheduled for you to do, and then start doing it and develop that routine or ritual. If your workout doesn't have a time when it usually occurs, each day you'll wake up thinking, I hope I feel motivated to exercise today. If your business doesn't have a system for marketing, then you'll show up at work crossing your fingers that you'll find a way to get the word out in addition to everything else you have to do. If you don't have a scheduled time when you're going to write or paint or draw each week, then you're going to find yourself saying things, I just need to find the willpower to do it. Setting a schedule for yourself seems simple, but it puts your decision-making on autopilot because you don't have to think about it. You know, it basically gives you a time and place for you to live, and then it makes it more likely that you're going to follow through regardless of what your motivational levels are, because it's just what you do. There are plenty of research studies on willpower and motivation to back up that statement. Stop waiting for motivation or inspiration to strike you and schedule it into your habits. This is the difference between professionals and amateurs. Professionals set a schedule and stick to it. Amateurs wait until they feel inspired or motivated. Twyla Tharp, she's widely regarded as one of the greatest dancers and choreographers of the modern era. And she has a best-selling book called The Creative Habit. It's an audiobook where Tharp discusses the role ritual or pregame routines have played in her success. I begin each day of my life with a ritual. I wake up at 5:30 a.m., put on my workout clothes, my leg warmers, my sweatshirt, my hat. I walk outside my Manhattan home, hail a taxi, and tell the driver to take me to the Pumping Iron Gym at 91st Street and 1st Avenue, where I work out for 2 hours. The ritual is not the stretching and the weight training I put my body through each morning at the gym. The ritual is the cab. The moment I tell the driver where to go, I have completed that ritual. It's a simple, simple act. But doing it the same way each morning habitualizes it, makes it repeatable, easy to do. It reduces a chance that you'd skip it or do it differently. It's one more item in your arsenal of routines, and it's one less thing to think about. So I'm gonna repeat it. It's the difference between professionals and amateurs. Professionals build a routine and stick to it, and amateurs wait for inspiration to strike them. Are you a pro or an amateur? What do you want to be? Build momentum. Build a routine. Start it out. Start it today. I've given you this tip before, and I'll give it to you again. Start your day with a daily eight. Write down 8 things that you want to do. That little planning routine right there, that little planning ritual right there, that piece will start you out, and then it will keep you focused. It is really about momentum, not about motivation. Motivation is this moment that you take to get it started, start the ball rolling, push it, be done with it. And then it is all about momentum. It is so much easier in momentum. Join us in momentum and join us next Monday for Momentum Mondays and the rest of this week for the Daily Drive. I hope you found drive today and that you got driven today, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. And thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you want to give us feedback, drop by dailydriveshow.com. Don't forget, you can listen to us live in Central Florida on WQBQ every day at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without everyone on the Daily Drive Show team, producer Josh Cardoza, web guru Taj Royer, and the social media man with the plan, Roy Wilson. If you think we did a good job today, toss us a rating or a review on iTunes, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow.